too small. The recall will be done with an online software update. Apparently, the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have smaller font size than required by federal safety standards. We know it's cold in Alaska, but Mother Nature has taken this to a new extreme. Temperatures colder than minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit have hit Anchorage in recent days. The extreme cold in some places has caused heating fuel to thicken, affecting heating systems, and the roofs of at least two businesses in Anchorage collapsed under the weight of the snow.
But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide. Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
It's official. Spring is right around the corner, although it might not feel like it this morning with rain coming down. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow in front of thousands of spectators this morning at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. That means we should get an early spring. 8:31 at KZSD. Time for one more check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia. Those roadways are wet. How are they holding up?
Hi, good morning. CHP is actually about to crash right now. Northbound US 101 just south of Corona. So if you are traveling through that area, please slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. Other than that, we have no new incidents to report, but the roadways are extremely wet. So please reduce your speeds, wear your seatbelts, and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirov on KZST.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Ann Hudson, Chief Administrative Officer for Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local organizations such as Legal Aid of Sonoma County. Here's Operations Manager Sunny Ngo to tell you more.
Thanks, Ann. Legal Aid of Sonoma County provides crisis legal services to low-income families, children, elders, immigrants, and small business owners. We assist over 5,000 residents every year with crisis legal needs. These include domestic violence, child and elder abuse, low-income housing issues, disaster recovery, and legal obstacles to health and employment. We even offer all of our services in English and Spanish.
Learn more at legalaidsc.org. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
When you think of office furniture, think Office Furniture Interiors and Design in Rohnert Park.
Say goodbye to bland and hello to fab. They transform workspaces with style and function.
Ergonomic chairs, modern workstations, and height-adjustable options.
This is Benjamin Holtzman, owner and designer of Office Furniture Interiors and Design. I invite you to visit us today at 581 Rohnert Park Expressway next to Food Max or call 707-295-DESK.
Office Furniture Interiors and Design, 707-295-DESK. Desk.
With Jackson Hewitt, you'll get your biggest tax refund. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. In sports, the Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. And congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They won their 10th NBL championship in a row, beating Annalee Thursday night 80-21. And your forecast. We've changed over from fog to rain this morning, and that's kind of the going forecast. Scattered showers throughout much of the day, highs in the 50s. Tonight, a chance for scattered showers, overnight lows in the 40s, and some patchy fog early tomorrow morning. Through the day tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance for scattered showers with 50s for highs. However, it all changes late Saturday night with our next storm system rolling in. This one will put 2 to 3 inches of rain in the forecast from late Saturday night through Monday. A flood watch and a wind advisory are already posted. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. California wolf packs are not only hungry, they're thriving once again. After nearly a century of being absent from California, we now are home to at least 5 separate gray wolf packs, which include around 45 adults. Gray wolves are federally protected and listed as an endangered species. Many of the wolves can be traced back to a single wolf, OR7, who entered California from Oregon back in 2011. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. One of the few things you can still do in your underwear.
It is 8, 38, 48 rainy degrees at KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Happy Friday.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates this weekend only.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Just relax and enjoy.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Today, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6.
Free admission. Free delivery.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Call 833-SPA-SALE
or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Summer Road Trip 2024. Train. REO Speedwagon. Saturday, September 7th, Shoreline Amphitheater. With special guests, Yacht Rock Review. On sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Train. REO Speedwagon. Produced by Live Nation.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. We are talking food and the local restaurant industry. Okay, so I understand, and I think you wrote this one, the brunch at Geyserville Gun Club?
Yes.
That was your article, wasn't
it? Yes, there is a brunch at Geyserville Gun
Club. Now, is that new? Is it new? What's so funny?
I'm sorry. I didn't have it pulled up, and I was, like, trying to stall for time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Yes, it is brand new, and it is actually a collaboration with a woman who used to have a restaurant up in Cloverdale, and she's worked in restaurants all over the county. Her name is Christine Gallagher. So, she is doing brunches on the last two Sundays of the month at Geyserville Gun Club. And I will just say that Geyserville Gun Club is one of the coolest, hippest places in Sonoma County. It is, if you want to, you know, find those places that you're like, you know, I can't ever find that place that's super cool and underground and nobody really knows about, Geyserville Gun Club is your place. And so I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And although children are not allowed in the bar other times, they are going to be allowed into the bar for brunch. So you can bring your little ones.
It is very unique, that place. Because when I first saw it, I thought it was an actual gun club.
Yes.
Like, where are the guns?
It's not.
I don't see any rifles or shotguns. So it's not. But, and I have been there for happy hour for, you know, at the bar.
Oh, their food's incredible.
I haven't eaten there. I have not eaten there.
You're missing out because it's food from Diavola. They share the kitchen. And so it's a little bit different kinds of food, but I just can't say enough about how cool it is. It's just hard to get up to Geyserville sometimes.
But you got to get up there for their new brunch.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Check it out.
And you know how much I love the Super Bowl, but I just wanted to mention a couple of things. And Heather, you're not into the football game, are you?
To sports ball? No, I am not into sports ball.
So there is some game next weekend or whenever. Is it next weekend?
I don't even know.
On the 11th. And it's a football game. Of course, the 49ers are in it, which is why I am talking about it, because I care a little bit more now that San Francisco's in it.
Absolutely.
So in terms of food, I just read an article about the foods that are going to cost you more and it'll cost you less.
Okay.
So for Super Bowl. So let's see. If you are into chicken wings, shrimp, and soda, it's good. Prices are down. So I know that sounds weird.
Soda is not, because I will tell you at Safeway, it is skyrocketed. But okay.
I'm glad
to hear that.
Soda in general,
I guess, down. Surprising.
Yeah. And chicken wings, that's one of the top foods for Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you're going to pay more for this Super Bowl if you are into chips and dips, beef, and beer. So those prices are on the rise. So just a little information for
that
you.
That is good to know.
Yeah. I mean, because we're not going to really care about that. But, I do like the halftime show.
No.
Okay.
You know, it's a perfect day to go out and do things, too, because everyone's at home watching the Super Bowl. So you get, like, the stores to yourself. I mean, it's a great day to go out.
Absolutely. So here's a question I'm going to pose to you, Heather, because you are the food expert, the etiquette expert about restaurants. So I found this question that was posed on TikTok and again, other social media platforms as well. And here's the question. Should parents bring kids to upscale restaurants? So apparently, like if you see a kid at Valet or the Matheson, John Ash, do you get irritated if they are a little unruly? Apparently, an Oklahoma woman posted about her experience, kids playing loudly at their, you know, on their tablets, at the table, disrupted her meal. She got 60,000 views agreeing with her, basically, on this. So in your opinion, oh, restaurant food expert, should parents bring kids to upscale restaurants?
I have so many thoughts about this. I think at the end, you know, I used to take my children to upscale restaurants because they have manners. And I train them to have manners at restaurants.
So you've disciplined them.
I disciplined them and taught them that when we're at a restaurant, we use our manners. I will say that I have been to some upscale restaurants lately and seen the most horrifying, horrifying children. You know, spilling things everywhere. I mean, kids spill stuff. I get it. But, you know, just acting out and crying and yelling and, you know, generally disrupting everyone's meal. And I think that is appalling. And I'm going to be a little bit of an old fart right now.
Okay.
As a Gen X mother, I will say that millennial mothers are kind, parents, I should say parents, are kind of the worst. I have seen a lot of children that are not getting disciplined appropriately and are just given free rein to run all over the place. And the parents are like, whatever, I don't care. That is not okay. Discipline your children.
Well, that's, I mean, it's subjective, first off. And yeah, it depends on your children.
It does,
if
right.
If they have manners and they, right. you know, can entertain themselves right. in a quiet
and
manner.
A lot of kids can't do that, yeah. and that's okay.
So don't bring them.
Yeah.
And then let's just throw in dogs. I mean, I have been to a lot of restaurants lately with dogs. And service dogs, I get. But, I mean, right. should dogs, I mean, you know,
no.
should they be in a restaurant?
Oh, my gosh. I was somewhere recently, and somebody had their dog sitting on the seat of the booth. And I'm thinking, okay, that is wrong in so many ways. One, a service dog would never be allowed to do that. And two, like, ew, gross.
Seriously.
So no dogs in the restaurant unless they're service dogs that are trained to do a specific skill and sit quietly on the floor.
If you have an opinion, you can always call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. And I actually, Heather, I have a picture of a dog sitting on the chair at a table in Sonoma. I'm not going to say where. And it's on my phone. I'm going to show you. Just stop it, people. Stop your kids unless they can handle it.
Stop it.
No kids or dogs in upscale restaurants.
No.
Unless they're disciplined. Friday from KZST.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician Jeff showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free, two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio with a couple more things to say. And we mentioned the Super Bowl. We've been talking about the Super Bowl. And food prices for the big game have come down for some of your favorites, like chicken wings, shrimp, and soda. Prices are kind of high still for chips and dip, beef, and beer. And more on the Super Bowl with a local angle here. Our guy, Fieri, our local celebrity, putting on a food festival in Vegas.
In Vegas.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And I just have to say, while we were talking about this exciting event that Guy is going to put on in Las Vegas, which will be epic, the Guy's Flavortown tailgate.
Epic.
It's a free tailgate for 10,000 plus fans.
Wow.
That's going to be S show. Anyway, that'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be super fun. And we love Guy. Guy is a terrific person. But as we were talking, my boss and three other people at the newspaper are like, Heather, we need you to write about this immediately.
Oh, that's great. If you don't know, Heather writes for the Press Democrat.
Yes, exactly.
Get that out there.
I'm sorry. So the Press Democrat will probably have a story on it later today.
That is great.
But I, that's you funny. Know, Guy is somebody who I have a ton of respect for and have worked with during all of the various emergency situations in Sonoma County. And I really like him a lot. And I am very proud to say that I have his personal cell phone number. So I'm going to text him, see what's going on with the Flavortown tailgate.
You do.
Yeah, well, I wish we had a Flavortown tailgate.
I know, right? Well, I understand. I mean, and he went to University of Nevada in Vegas. So this is his old stomping grounds.
Yeah, he's a Nevada guy. And so, you know, we just love, we love our hometown guy. He is Guy.
Yes, he is.
So bless his heart. If you're in Vegas, go check it out. If not, I'm sure you can read about it later in the Press Democrat.
It is called A Taste of Vegas, A Taste of Las Vegas.
It's $99 for guaranteed entrance.
And will feature, going to feature more than 20 restaurant pop-ups.
Uh-huh, lots of booze.
Lots of booze. FlavorTownTailgate.com for more information.
And mechanical bowls.
Havana, banana. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana.
Where you go, you know.